This is Radio Nepal. The news read by Harish Chand. His Majesty the King accepted letters of credence from the newly appointed ambassador of Thailand to Nepal, Precha Peterson, ambassador of the Republic of Korea, Shinjun Bai, and ambassador of Peru, Alessandro Sambatan Caro, and its separate functions at the National Heritage Royal Palace today. Receiving credentials from the Thai ambassador, His Majesty the King said, since the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Thailand in 1960, relations between the two countries have been marked by ever-growing friendship, cooperation, and mutual understanding. His Majesty the King says Nepal is today striving for the all-round development by liberalizing her economy, encouraging foreign investment, and marching ahead within the framework of regional cooperation. His Majesty said, adding, the bilateral economic cooperation between our two countries has been registering significant growth in different fields through joint ventures in areas like banking and tourism. Presenting his credentials to His Majesty the King, the Ambassador of Thailand, Precha Peterson, said, one of the most important elements that contribute to the cordial relationship existing between Nepal and Thailand is the institution of monarchy. This element has not only served as a firm foundation representing the friendship and mutual understanding between our two governments and peoples, but also symbolizes the national unity and glory of our two kingdoms, he observed. Likewise, His Majesty the King, receiving credentials from the Ambassador of the Republic of Korea, said that bilateral relations between Nepal and the Republic of Korea have developed steadily since the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Noting that the Republic of Korea has during the past few decades made significant economic and social progress, His Majesty expressed the belief that existing friendship based on goodwill, cooperation and understanding will further grow in the years to come for the mutual benefit of the peoples of Nepal and the Republic of Korea. Presenting his letters of credence to His Majesty the King, the Ambassador of the Republic of Korea, Shinjun Bai, said, despite the geographical distance that separates the Republic of Korea and the Kingdom of Nepal, relations between the two countries have remained close and cordial ever since the establishment of diplomatic relations. Increase in trade and economic cooperation is becoming an outstanding aspect of relations between our two nations, he said, adding, in this context, I feel a heavy sense of duty to deepen and widen the relations between our two countries. Similarly, His Majesty the King, receiving the credentials from the Peruvian ambassador, said that relations between Nepal and the Republic of Peru, based as they are on mutual goodwill and understanding, have been close and friendly ever since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1976. As members of the United Nations, both Nepal and the Republic of Peru adhere to the objectives and principles enshrined in the UN Charter, His Majesty said. Presenting his credentials to His Majesty the King, Ambassador of Peru, Alessandro San Martin Caro, said, the relations between Nepal and Peru have always been very happy and successful. There exist between us the common factors of geography and customs, and adding, the Andes and the Himalayas constitute an essential element in the development of our two countries, and this bond binds us together.